Hello and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Our guests today are Captains Chris and Elise Caldwell of Captain Chris Yacht Services and Curtis Stokes of Curtis Stokes & Associates. They are here to talk with us some more about some new seminars they're hosting that are geared towards helping people get started on their boating adventure. But before we start the discussion, I want to take a moment and recognize and thank our Admiral level sponsors who support AGLCA at the very highest level. They are Curtis Stokes and Associates. Thank you very much, Curtis. Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, Waterway Guide Media. And as always, we encourage all the loopers out there to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. With that out of the way, let's go ahead and get started talking about these new seminars. Chris, maybe you can start. Tell us a little bit about the topics and how they came about.
Okay. Good morning from sunny Florida. We're proud to be a part of a seminar presentation in Annapolis on Sunday, March 29, the very next day following the Looper Lifestyle Seminar. The Sunday meeting is going to be talking about how to buy the perfect boat, not just going out and finding the boat and writing the check, but how to find a buyer's broker to help you locate the boat, how to hire a surveyor to help you learn the value of the boat, and also if there's any maintenance items that need to be addressed. We'll also have speakers talking about financing options and insurance professionals talking about how to insure the boat where you plan to use it the most. We'll also include a lunch, and in the afternoon we'll have a destination seminar in Annapolis. We'll talk about cruising in the Chesapeake. We'll also have some basic owner maintenance items to keep your boat running. And then we'll have a forum at the end of the day where everybody can ask any question with our panel of experts that have been in the room the entire day.
So it sounds like a jam-packed kind of day, and it's a great add-on to the Looper Lifestyle Seminars, which we have coming up, as you mentioned, March 28th in Annapolis and April 18th in Chicago. And then, of course, this new seminar that you're putting together is happening the next day. So it's a great opportunity for people to make a whole weekend out of it if the Loop is something they're specifically interested in, or even to possibly just attend that second day if their interests are more general boating. So, Elise, maybe you can tell us how did this come about? What made you decide to do this second day of seminars?
Well, as you know, we teach. We help build people's cruising confidence on their boats. And what we've been learning is that many of new boaters have either never owned a boat before, and now they're going to start this terrific adventure, or they've only owned something small like a trailer boat and boated on lakes. And so there's so much that they're going into this really not being completely aware and informed. And this one-day seminar is going to give them so much information that they can then build on, figure out which direction they want to go into, and have all the right tools to do it. And it won't be so scary. Like, Curtis, I'm sure you've probably experienced many a new buyer who really doesn't understand the survey process.
No, and that's critical, and we want to spend a little more time or a lot more time on that subject versus the introduction to it in the AGLCA Looper Lifestyle Seminar, where we just don't have the time to get to that. But another benefit I see of this is we've seen now that we've done with two of these Looper Lifestyle Seminars, about half the people already own their own boat who are interested in doing the Loop, and half don't own their own boat yet. And so for those who don't own a boat yet, they can stay for the extra day, make a weekend of it, and learn a lot more detail about how to buy a boat and how to safely cruise it, from financing to insurance also.
And we'll do a little bit of fun, too. You know, I'm going to do Confessions of a Galley Slave. That's a big hit in a lot of the presentations that we do in that people really wonder, how can I live aboard this boat while I'm cruising? How can I have fun with it? How big does it need to be? Well, I'll clue you, it doesn't need to be that big. Big is nice, but it really doesn't need to be that big in order for you to have a good time with it. So we'll teach you some of the fun stuff, too, not just the meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. So the three of you are some of the speakers and sponsors of the event, correct?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? You weren't clear.
So all three of you are speakers at the event and also sponsors of the event. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we'll also, in Annapolis, we've met with the staff from the Waterway Guide, and we'll be having Ed Tillett making a presentation on cruising the Chesapeake Bay. And we'll have a speaker from Pantaneous, Scott Dusick. He's the director of marketing and sales at Pantaneous Insurance. He's going to talk about what to look for and how to buy insurance for your boat. And then we'll have someone from Sterling Associates, because, you know, you think you want to buy the boat and you think you know what kind of budget you're in, so they'll be able to help you get into that first ship's preferred mortgage.
And that'll be Cindy Lewis, who does an excellent job on insurance issues, on finance issues, and has helped a lot of our clients who really needed to understand the process better, and she does a great job explaining it from A to Z and walking them through the process painlessly.
So it really sounds like a great dovetail to the Looper Lifestyle Seminars. We've done two of those at this point, and you all are also speakers of that event. But you're right, we cover in a little bit more laser focused on getting ready for the Great Loop trip itself. You know, we cover the route, we cover don't leave without, with a list of items and technology that you really should have to do the loop. Curtis, of course, you explain to everyone how to find that perfect looping boat. And then Chris and Elise, you've been sharing how to cruise together as a couple. So I love that you're putting together this second day, because it's really a nice add-on to that for people who need more detail on really how to get started. You know, if they've got that boat and they've been cruising, they're probably kind of a little bit knowing what to expect to some degree from the adventure. But I think it's a great idea to add some more detail for those who need it and are really just getting started. So is there anything else you're...
one thing I wanted to add was, we also have noticed that some of the people attending are just attending to see what the Great Loop's about. They really aren't sure whether they're going to do the loop, or they may plan to do the loop or hope to do the loop in 3 to 5 years, let's say. They can attend the second day if they're interested in maybe buying a boat just for the Chesapeake Bay area and cruising that for a year or two to get familiar with it and to get more comfortable with boating before they take on the Great Loop.
Right. Excellent. Great plan. Will the one in Chicago differ from the one in Annapolis?
Well,
at least maybe you can take that.
Most of the information will be the same, in that there's a foundation of information that you need to learn about. What we're going to do for the real fun part, okay, now you've got this boat, let's go cruising, we're going to talk a little bit more about in Chicago, we'll talk about the Great Lakes and beyond. You know, what other kind of cruising can you do in that area? But in the Annapolis presentation, we'll address cruising the Chesapeake Bay. So that's primarily the differences in the two. And we understand that if someone is wanting a lot more detail, a lot more information, we've always got the 4-day rendezvous, one coming up in Norfolk, and then another one down in Joe Wheeler. So
right.
There's opportunities to go, you know, with more information. But let's just say someone never understood about navigation and what the markers mean and how to actually plan a trip. We'll give you some starters and some information on how you can learn even more. But there's an awful lot that people, when they first start boating, can learn very quickly by coming to something like this. and understanding that there's more to it than just buying the boat and turning the key, but how to do it, as Curtis said, safely.
Well, that's good information and good advice, because more and more people, I think, do kind of get a boat and try and just turn the key and go from there, and soon find out that there really is a lot more to it. So getting some education before you really get started is always a great idea. I'm going to take a quick break to play a message from Green Turtle Bay, who is also one of our sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted 5-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your waterway of life.
And thanks to Green Turtle Bay for being a sponsor. Kind of picking up on the discussion, tell people how they can get more information and how they can get registered for the seminar.
Well, they can go to our website, CaptainChrisYachtServices.com. We have it as a banner across the top of each of our pages on our website, Boating, How to Start Your Adventure, and then you can click on a little button that says how to learn more information. You can go to Curtis's website. Curtis?
Yeah, to curtisstokes.net, and we have it on our website, but it does just link back to yours on the registration page. So the most direct route is to Captain Chris Yacht Services.
Mm-hmm. And
Chris here, I've got an addition. Anybody in the Chesapeake area that receives the magazine called Prop Talk, there's a one-page article in Prop Talk this month issue, and you can also gain access to Prop Talk magazine on the Internet. And anybody else that's part of the Waterway Guide Cruising Club, or at least part of the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob newsletter, they are sending out an email blast today with more details on the events up in Annapolis and in Chicago. So we've got a lot of different methods of getting the message out to the boating public, and then we're hoping that more people will be able to discover this and join us in Annapolis.
And I know this might sound a little strange, but we do also take old-fashioned phone calls. So if you have more questions and you just want to talk about it, you can call Chris at 772-205-1859 or send us an email, and that would be at chris@captainchrisyachtservices.com. It's a mouthful.
That's great. And Chris, I'm glad that you brought up about Prop Talk, because they're actually also a new sponsor of AGLCA, and there will be some information. We've got an ad in there for the seminars, the Looper Lifestyle seminars in both Annapolis and Chicago is going to be in there this month as well. Is there a cost, or what is the cost for the kind of the day two, the Sunday seminar?
Yep, it's very reasonable. It's $99 a person. The fee includes all this information that we talked about, as well as lunch. And we'll have a DVD for you on finding the perfect boat. And that DVD is one of our training DVDs that tells you about hull designs and one versus two engines and access to lines and livability, and just gives you some ideas. Of course, there's no such thing as a perfect boat unless it's yours, right? But you want to at least have your eyes open to the kinds of things and the kinds of questions that you may not have thought about if you've never owned a larger boat before.
And that's actually the same pricing as we do for the Looper Lifestyle seminar the day before, $99 per person. We do give a little bit of a discount for the second person if you register as a couple. Ours includes membership in AGLCA for 1 year if you register as a single person, or 2 years if you register as a couple. So both very reasonable, and both include a great perk from the people behind the seminars. So we hope to have a lot of people join. I also want to mention that both Curtis and Chris and Elise will be presenting again at the AGLCA Rendezvous in Norfolk from May 4th through 7th this year, and I'm finalizing the agenda for that. We've got some new and different sessions, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. People can find out more about the Looper Lifestyle Seminars and the Rendezvous at our website, which is greatloop.org, and you can just go to the events menu there and see both seminars and rendezvous there, and you can register there as well. And our seminar page also links back to Chris and Elise's page to register for day two on those. So we're really looking forward to those and hoping people are going to go ahead and make a whole weekend out of it. They're both in beautiful destinations, so come on out and learn a lot more about boating. Curtis, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just want to add, Kim, because I don't believe I heard it, that the both seminars, the AGLCA and Chris and Elise's seminar, is being held. They're both being held at the Sheraton Hotel in Annapolis, which is right off Route 50, very close to downtown, and it's also very close to BWI Airport. So access for anyone, even outside the Chesapeake Bay region, should be quite easy.
Mm-hmm. And I have it on good authority that we're going to be snowed out by then. There will have no more snow by the end of March.
Well, I'm coming to you from snowy Boston today, so having no snow sounds pretty nice. I'm here for
the
New England
boat. I'm calling in from Annapolis itself, and I can tell you I can see the Sheraton from where I am, and it's beautiful and sunny. Just don't go outside. It's a little cold.
Something else that I wanted to just remind everyone about is that so often we see a lot of these seminars that are for someone who's already out there boating, who already has a good background behind them, and they want to learn a lot more and get more detailed and more hands-on. We can certainly get you there, but this is primarily for the person who is still in the thinking about it or has a very small boat if compared to something that they might be going out to cruise with. And it's really going to be a terrific introduction to a lot of the process. It's going to bring the experts to you. You don't have to keep researching online and not know who you're talking to. You can get a really good feel for it. We'll be with you all day long. In fact, we'll be with you for 2 days if you come to the Looper Lifestyle event as well. And you'll get to know all of the speakers and what their backgrounds are. And I think it will be a terrific way for you to really get a terrific comprehension of this whole terrific adventure of boating.
That's
Chris,
a great
talk
point,
Elise.
Yeah, we really, that's a great point, Elise, because we really started the lifestyle seminar series because we realized we were doing a lot for people who were already great loopers or who already knew they wanted to be and were kind of more in that active planning stage for the trip. But we stopped and kind of looked and said, you know, there's probably lots of people out there who are interested in this idea of the Great Loop, but haven't really gotten to the point where they're willing to commit to a 4-day rendezvous or to even necessarily become a member of AGLCA until they know more and really understand what the trip is and what the adventure is all about. And that's really where this whole series started. And the first two were successful, so we've continued with these next two in Annapolis and Chicago. And it's great to see the kind of the overall opportunity for newer boaters expanding to that second day. So we're thankful that you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any other thoughts to bring up before we wrap up for today?
Yes, I do. This is Chris. A lot of people hear about spring commissioning, and that's where you take your boat from winter storage and prepare it to use in the spring and the summer. And another term may be icebreaker, which is a joke, but because it is so cold, everybody's looking forward to the spring and summer to go boating, and this is a wonderful way to start planning for your summer season. So come join us in Annapolis at the end of March, and come join us in Chicago in middle April.
Great. Well, Curtis, Chris, Elise, thank you so much for joining me today. We appreciate you sharing all of this information. Again, people out there who are listening can learn more at greatloop.org or curtisstokes.net. or CaptainChrisYachtServices.com. Did I get that right, Chris?
It's a mouthful, but yep, you got it.
Okay, we got it. Well, thank you all. Until next week, everyone out there, thank you for listening, and safe cruising.
Thank you.